This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Has the media gotten lazier or is the audience lazy? 877-881-1053. Would love to get y'all's feedback in on this segment. Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube from the 469. Can I get a shout out for my wife? She's a teacher and the kids have been going wild for spring break in DISD. And shout out to my daughter, Mia, for improving her reading. I always thought like being a teacher the last day before a holiday or the last day before like even a 3-day break or 4-day break is probably a pain because the kids are like, oh my God, what am I going to do with all this free time? It's going to be amazing. And then from the 214, can I get a shout out from my mother-in-law, Dora? She went to Jesus last Saturday morning. She was a cool mother-in-law. I really like my in-laws and I think people who like their in-laws, huge benefit, makes your life significantly easier. Now, Corey, can you walk us through the logic behind this topic?
Okay. We want to hear the audio first?
We'll probably have to stop and start it because it's really long.
It is really long. There's an argument between Charles Barkley and Kendrick Perkins. And Barkley, we'll get to his audio momentarily, is like, you dummies, all y'all do is talk about the Lakers. And every day we come in here and we put ESPN, NFL Network, whatever on, just to have around so we can see what news is going on. A lot of times MLB Network's on. And every day, whenever they get a chance, you will see a topic about Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott,
right,
Lakers, LeBron James. Four things. Quite honestly, they don't even dive into baseball that much. They loved that the Dodgers and Yankees were in the World Series, so they didn't have to do any real work. They could just be like, oh, we know these things. But the mindset behind that is, they just roll in there and go, the audience wants this. The audience wants Cowboys. How many times have we heard that?
Yeah.
Dude, roll a Cowboys segment out there and you're fine.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, roll a Cowboys segment out there and the ratings will be there. You and I, Kevin, have always approached this show as we want to talk about things we want to talk about.
Yep.
We've been very lucky that listeners have told us, I'm with y'all. Whatever y'all do, I'm with you. I'm here because I like y'all. And we really appreciate that a lot. That's why we try to creatively come up with unique ideas. The event popped up yesterday out of nowhere. We're trying to talk about other sports. Kevin's been trying to get you interested in college basketball. Just because talking about the same thing every day is boring. And
yeah,
it's boring for the listener, quite honestly. However, program directors, and I'm not calling Gavin Spittle on this, but there are program directors out there at ESPN. There are program directors that are like, the ratings say you have to do this.
Yeah.
So do it. So that comes to the question of, is it the media is just not being creative enough in their topics? And they're saying, well, the program directors say I need to do this, so I'm doing it. Or is the audience that tunes out every time you don't talk about the Cowboys or don't talk about LeBron and the Lakers. And again, we don't talk a lot of LeBron and Lakers anyway. That's just not our interest. But that is a good, that is the question of,
but
we're trying to talk about things you're interested in or get you interested in things that we're talking about.
And if we're really being honest, the show right before, Sean and RJ, they had LeBron and the Lakers in their tees for today's show. And we're not even really talking about it. And so there can be differences even on the same station from show to show. So let's go to Charles Barkley, cut number 8. And again, we'll probably stop this at a certain point because it is really long. But he brought up the hypothesis kind of when it was starting about Kendrick Perkins.
I saw a fool idiot on TV talking about the Lakers save the NBA.
Save the NBA?
Yeah, yeah. He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh,
he said the Lakers. First of all, the Lakers have had a great 2 weeks. He said the Lakers saved the NBA season. That's because them fools on the other network, which we're going to be working for the next year, that's all they talk about. Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something.
And first of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that.
I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard.
Right.
You heard him, Kenny.
The Lakers are doing great. Got a long way to go. But the reason the season's been going great for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, y'all just want to talk about the Warriors and the Lakers. They're both doing great. Don't get me wrong. If I turn out to be wrong, I got no problem with that. But y'all are idiots because y'all talk about the Lakers and the Warriors all the time.
Let's pause it right there.
It's not idiots because they're doing what the audience is asking.
Yeah.
But the audience does get tired of it from time to time.
But not as much as I would hope.
Right.
And so this is where I'm not sure, because I do think that the media at times can absolutely be lazy. But then there's other times when fans are like, well, if you would talk about, let's just take the Stars, for example.
Yes.
I think we talk about the Stars quite a bit.
Yes, Queen.
And but then there are other people who will be like, well, why don't you talk Stars more? Because the Stars, unfortunately, and this is a blanket statement, they don't move the needle. The Stars don't move the needle in the DFW the way the Rangers do, and definitely not the way the Cowboys do. And so then other people will come back, and I get this, but if you would hype them up more and talk about them more, then more people would be invested. Maybe so. And I think we do that with certain things, like obviously college basketball, we're trying that out. But I think we talk a decent amount of Stars. But the thing is, are you willing to take the hit and risk your job or whatever in the meantime? Whereas you could just be lazy and throw out 4 hours of Cowboys and you know people are going to be listening. And even though there might be a lot of people who are like, this is boring, this is dumb, there's way, way, way more people who are like, I'll stay locked in for this.
Yeah.
And that's the trouble. So I hear what Charles Barkley is saying about like the Cleveland Cavaliers and Oklahoma City Thunder have been saving this season because they've been the best, but people haven't cared.
Nobody cares about the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And people will care way more about the Warriors and the Lakers. So
because those are national brands.
Exactly. And they're already sold. It's the same thing with movies. Oh, why do they come out with so many sequels or Marvel movies or blah, blah, blah? Because that audience is already there. It's built in. I know it's there. If you're going to make an important focus drama for adults, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll show up, maybe you won't. But if I slap Marvel on it, we're good.
Yeah.
I know I have a certain amount of money that's coming in no matter what.
Or if you're going to make a show that has a doctor, lawyer, judge that doesn't play by the rules. That usually is that's what they do because they know that works. So that's where, and somebody just pointed out, they were like, look, it's like chicken egg thing. Remember just a few months ago, Caitlin Clark was the biggest story and WNBA was becoming a talking point on every show.
Yep.
Now it's not even a mention unless it is about Caitlin Clark. And that's true. And we discussed that as just a conversation was ESPN and WNBA are partnering together. They are forcing that.
So they've made the investment. They're like, we've made the investment. We think we can make a ton of money on it, but we have to get you to care about.
Yeah, they got to figure out a way to get you to care. And that's what I think we try to do on our show. But it's Kevin, when we were a weekend show, we knew one thing was a guarantee. Tony Romo. And then just sit back and let the texts go. Sit back and let the phone calls pour in. Tony Romo. We'll talk about it next. I didn't even say anything other than Tony Romo. And I guaranteed you in the break,
oh, yeah,
we'd get 20 texts about, I love Tony. Absolutely. I hate Tony Romo. That's what it was. And so I'm sorry about the yes queen thing for anybody that's upset.
You should
that.
Be.
I was just trying to be funny. But we know, and right now it was because an enigmatic thing that you can't defeat and can't come up with a real solution for will always create controversy and conversation.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott is the same way.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, we'll talk about it next. And you're going to get texts that say, I hate Dak Prescott. We're never going to win with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's great. He just needs more. Jerry Jones is screwed. All these things will continue to happen. And that's an easy thing to do. If that's what the audience wants, if you as an audience want that, you're saying it by listening or not. Like, that's the reality. You're telling us what you want to hear.
Yeah. And look, we kind of gave this example the other day when we would get the facts and figures back for the newspaper and you would always see the negative story let out. And so, like, if we had the stars, well, let's be perfectly honest. If we had the stars on this station, we would probably talk even more about the stars because even if the audience wasn't there, we're invested as partners. Now it's tough. Because Corey brought it up in our second segment. Every time you talk stars, no matter what, there are one or two people that are like, hockey is boring.
Yep.
And I don't want to hear about it no matter what. And so that's the tough thing. So I do think that the media gets lazy. But I think the media gets lazy because they're like, hey, should I try to have this cutting edge, like what everybody's thinking about, talking about sports program that might not draw?
Mm-hmm.
Or can I, as they say, play the hits, sit back, have nothing particularly unique or original.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Original to say and know that monster ratings are going to come in. To the point, our boss before, who I really, really like as a person, I got a chance to catch up with him at the Super Bowl.
Oh, you did too.
One of the dumbest things I ever heard in my life is we were going to put out a press release saying that we were going to rename our station 105.3 The Hand when Tony Romo hurt his hand going into, was it the Philly game, I think?
Yeah.
We were going to put out a press release that we were going to name our station 105.3 The Hand because we wouldn't get out Tony Romo hand covered. And like, that's a thing that was almost, that was going to happen. I'm honestly still to this day not sure why that didn't happen. But that's just because that's what sells and that's what draws.
That line that Chuck was talking about, though, Kendrick Perkins saying the Lakers saved the NBA. What was the main talking point about the NBA before the Luka draft?
Before the Luka trade?
Yeah, the Luka trade. Do you remember what
How come everyone thinks our game sucks and no one's watching?
Well, all we do is shoot three-pointers. Nobody's watching this game anymore. And then the Lakers, actually, I mean, if you're going to give credit to Nico. If you're saying that the Lakers saved it, Nico's the one that made the trade.
Oh,
but, yeah. But that's, and again, because they're not really covering the sport. They're covering a topic. How do I get this angle into the show today and force controversy and force people to fight about it? Well, I mean, I know I can talk about this. If you're covering the sport, you're highlighting, dude, this guy right here, Donovan Mitchell's doing something special. Whenever Jason Tatum flexed his arm, Donovan Mitchell said, I got 41 for you. Good luck. And so, like, there are other things in the sport, but that's not what you're interested in getting them to argue about. So, therefore, you think the Lakers saved the NBA. But that's what's frustrating. That's what Mike argued, right?
Yeah.
We were sitting there at dinner the other night. We're sitting there around the table, and Mike and Jared are arguing back and forth. Wolchuk's arguing about what? The fact that the Lakers somehow get a magical player all the time because, and Mike's theory was, because the NBA wants the Lakers to be good because they can't survive without them. And that's what Kendrick Perkins is saying. But basically what that says, audience, you're too dumb to understand there's other things out there. And I don't think that's right. I think they're smarter than that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. From the 817, listeners that think hockey is boring are not true sports fans. I'm going to throw in one other. From the 469, hockey has more action than any other sport. It's literally nonstop action. But there are a lot of people out there who aren't sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this again. That are sports fans, but not all sports fans. There are a ton of people out there who are just football fans. You're not going to get them to be able to change their mind.
And Kevin, this is a very real discussion that we think about when we do have topics. Yesterday, the venting segment touched everybody's life. Everybody that gets behind the wheel of a car on the highway in DFW, it touches all of them. It's universal. We want to look for universal topics. We also want to look for universal topics that are going to be very interesting. We want that. And sometimes we're going to have smaller ponds that we're going to be fishing out of. But you do try to fish out of the biggest one. You want to get the most people listening to the station. But you also want to leave the segment with people saying, I laughed, I cried, I thought deeper about something I never thought before. I disagree with those guys. You want to get more out of your program than, oh man, they're arguing about the Cowboys again.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Kendrick Perkins, if you wanted to know, he responded to Charles Barkley,
ooh,
tell that senior citizen I'll be around.
Oh my God.
if he wants to talk. Now,
he doesn't go whistling by the graveyard, so.
And that seems like fighting words, but here's good news for Charles Barkley. You know that Kendrick Perkins will not start a campaign to get Charles Barkley's MVP taken away. So that is good news.
Does Charles Barkley have an MVP?
Yeah, okay. He does have an MVP. And I'm sure Kendrick Perkins said thumbs up to that.
Okay.
And he will not try to get his MVP taken away. So good news. They might argue back and forth, but
hey,
at least you can keep that.
I want to thank the Tolos for letting us vent about this for this segment. So Kevin, we did get the vent in today without even knowing it.
And sometimes you don't even know. From the 817, shout out to Kara, my future stepdaughter. She's getting interest from MIT and she's only 16 years old. Woo! That is awesome. Congratulations. And makes us think we should have worked harder, huh, Alec? Although you're pretty close to 16.
Hey, now.
Dang.
I turned 24 in June. Can we, like, put a little respect on this name, please?
Can you rent a car by yourself? Then I
Dude,
will
what is
not.
Happening?
Hey, Ruben, can you give me a call?
from the 817.
Just give me a car.
Shout out to my best friend, Tyler. He's a huge fan of the Rangers. And here's a fun fact. I don't know if you're going to love this. His favorite player from the past was Jonathan Lucroy because they shared common ground and that they were both gingers.
Hey, man.
Let's go.
Whatever connects you, you know?
True.
I've been told Texas connects us. I think that was NBC.
Okay.
That said that. And I was like, that's pretty pop. I like that one.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll continue Shout Out Friday, but also it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day. Plus, what is this former Pro Bowler up to nowadays? Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Couple of quick notes for you. It is a Shout Out Friday from the 940. Shout out to my wife, Alex. Got a promotion at work with a salary bump from $60,000 to more than $200,000.
Oh, in a row?
Plus bonuses. And from the 214, shout out to my niece, Jaden, and her Denton Ryan 5A basketball state champion teammates. They took that down last weekend. And shout out to, hopefully we can help you out here, Gary from Rhino Shield. He's the man that runs the show. We'll be at the Fort Worth Home and Garden Show this weekend. And we talked to Gary. He's like, I don't know. But then Corey was like, just do it.
Do something special for all the Tolos out there.
And he said, okay. So you already get 20% off already. Rhino Shield if you mention us. But now, if you go to the Fort Worth Home and Garden Show, see Gary there, talk to him, you can get an additional $500 off your Rhino Shield job.
Fort Worth is spelled Fort Worth. W-O-R-T-H, I promise. Go do it.
Spelled it wrong.
Gary's awesome, by the way.
He is.
He is a cool dude, and it's right here in our backyard in Fort Worth, so you might as well go get your 20% and $500 extra off right now.
And now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Want you to answer the question of the day right there, Twitch and YouTube as well. And then what is this former Pro Bowler and 1,000-yard receiver up to these days, because he's not in the NFL anymore. He had to get a real job.
Ooh.
And it's really interesting. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But tomorrow's national holiday is going to be the inspiration for today's question of the day. Tomorrow is National Proofreading Day. Yeah, so like double checking your writing and your typing. So I'm going to ask you, what is something that you are chronically horrible at? 877-881-1053. Because for me, I'm guilty as charged for not checking my writing and my typing before I submit stuff. Because I will text something a million miles an hour just to get the text out there to whoever it needs to go to. And I will notice like three typos after. And thank goodness iMessage has the edit feature now, because I can go in and tweak those things before people actually read them. And I only look half as stupid.
My issue, actually, I'm going to stay in that same vein. I do a really bad job at not maybe resaving a text message that I need to respond to, I'll look at a text message and be like, oh yeah, I want to know what they said. And then if it's not unread anymore, it just vanishes from my mind. It stays on the phone. And I do really poorly with that. Sean brought that up in a crosstalk once. He goes, I'll respond to you in 5 seconds or 12 hours. Because I'll be like, oh my God, I'm supposed to text Sean.
Yeah, it is. You do have a unique response time. Even to me, like, it's weird because in my mind, I'm like, his phone's right there. Why didn't he just look at his phone? I need an answer right now. And it doesn't happen that often, I'll be honest, but I do text and I'll just throw my phone down and be like, whenever I see it, you know, I'll get a response from him before I need to. Adrian, though, I'm like, I know you're on your phone all the time. Why are you not responding to me? I'm your husband. This is important. I need your social security number.
Wait, what?
I did need it. So I was trying to do something.
What were you doing?
I was trying to find out some stuff about our term life insurance.
Okay. I really thought you were about to say some stuff about her.
Did you call Bingo?
I was like, hold on. What?
I don't know how to log into our term life insurance, okay. And she doesn't either. So we're trying to figure that out.
That sounds problematic.
I got to make a call. Alec, proofreading is definitely on the list. Kevin, how did I spell worth in the copy that I sent you moments ago?
W-O-R-H-T.
Yeah. When I text things, there'll be a P instead of an L, you know, and this actually hurts me when I do crossword puzzles on my phone. Because it might skip ahead and then you replace with an E and then you're like, hold on, how did I get this wrong? And now you have to spend 20 coins finding out where your error was. Who wants that? But the thing that I am the worst at, making rice.
Oh,
yes!
I cannot make rice. I know there are rice makers out there. We have one. I screw that up too. I'm one of those guys that I'm like, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and it's like one cup. If you go over a cup, you've done too much, Corey. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that might be a cup. If you go less than this, you didn't do enough. How long am I supposed to do it? It tells you, or until it's all soft, right? And I'm like, I don't know when it's supposed to be that way. So making rice is the most difficult thing for me, to the point where if I say I'm making chicken and rice for dinner, Adrian says, do you need some help?
And not for the chicken.
And not for the chicken, because I got to make some damn good chicken. I don't know. I just cook it until it's ready. Rice is different, baby.
I remember I tried to do like the traditional cooking method of rice a few months ago, and I screwed it up so bad that my dad was like, I swear, if I see a bag of rice in the pantry again, he's like, it better be the boil in a bag.
Yes.
He was like, just do that. He was like, save yourself the embarrassment because I will make fun of you again. And at least he's honest. He is straightforward about that. He's like, I will call you out for that, and you will hear about it. And trust me, I heard about it. I find magical ways to screw up rice.
Rice is tough.
It's really tough.
On the 972, Corey, you can't screw up rice. Want to bet? I'll show you. You will eat the wettest rice you've ever had in your life. Or burnt rice. There's no in-between with me, Kevin.
Okay.
Sorry.
Interesting.
Huh. I like this from the 858. That's a new area code. They said, I'm the worst at not fixing the autocorrect when iPhone changes the magical word to duck.
Okay. And see, and you know that.
That's San Diego,
but you still fall into that trap.
What's that?
From the 214. Don't open the text message, Kevin. Just wait until you're ready to respond to read the message. 214, you're 100% right. And I need you to know that I know you're 100% right, but something malfunctions in my brain where I still push the message, even though I'm not going to be able to respond to it. Or sometimes, let me ask you this, do you ever look at a message because you think it's going to be like, hey, let's finalize this one thing. And then it has that big giant paragraph and you're like, oh my God, I can't read all of that right now.
It's too much to read.
Just at that exact moment.
At the moment, I have a little bit of a problem. I can't read while I'm driving. And I don't like letting Siri read to me because she reads too slow and she missays words.
She's funny.
She's the worst. Sorry, Siri. But I've recently, I'm about to admit this.
Oh dear.
I recently got glasses so that I can see while I'm driving. Thank you.
That's important.
This is... I And it's really not, Kevin, because it's not. I was one of those people that I could see signs three blocks away and I could read the street sign that far away. And I'm like, all right. And now that I can't, I'm like, it's a little blurry. So I was like, I better go get some glasses. But I'm nearsighted, is what I found out. And that means whenever I look down at my phone, I can't see anything because the prescription they gave me is so blurry close up, but everything far away is really clean. So I don't read my text. I don't read anything in the car anymore like I used to. Instead, I'm just going to have to watch it on my big screen on my TV while, or on my car while I'm driving.
Huh.
You know? Isn't that how you do it, Kevin? Watch the wire in your car?
I would not.
On that screen that they have?
I would not.
You have to hack
that.
It. You know that commercial, the guy's like, I used to watch Netflix on my phone while I drove, but now I've hacked my car and I can watch it on my car.
Yeah, I saw a tweet the other day where it was like, hey guys, important PSA, don't text while you drive. Just use that giant iPad in the middle of your center console.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, yeah, that's kind of fair.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, man, and you just made me remember. Anytime I'm at the gym, I'm wearing the AirPods, right? So when I get a text, Siri will read the message to me. And our guy, James Tritely, he's a big card collector. So he'll send me pictures of either card listings on eBay or whatnot, or cards that he got in hand. So Siri will just say, James Tritely has sent you a picture of a sports card featuring, and it's a full in-depth description. It's like a man standing with a baseball bat in a white background with a yellow border. I'm like, it's like that helps, but it doesn't. It's like, it literally has the name of the player on the card. You could just tell me the name of the player and I'd probably know what the card is instead of a man with a baseball bat on
Amazing.
A white background wearing a white jersey. I'm like, that could be anybody. Siri's funny. The 817 says, I'm a swipe to text guy. Whatever happens, happens. Perception is reality. I like that you just kind of embrace the swipe to text thing. Yeah,
okay, interesting.
I kind of like that. That's fun. And I know like one of our bosses, Tim Collins, he's a big text, like voice to text kind of guy.
Oh, really?
So
I didn't know that about him.
A lot of the times, like, you know, whenever it's quitting time around like 5 o'clock, if he texts me something, it'll say sent via Siri. So I instantly know, okay, there's going to be at least one grammatical error here.
So just real quick, I hate this if this is the case. Mikko Rantanen and the Dallas Stars are closing in on extension, 8-year extension at $12 million a year. $12 million a year is fine, but 8 years, the Stars do not learn from the mistakes of the past. I do not like that whatsoever. That's the word that would get the deal done from Elliot Friedman. So we'll wait and see if that really is going to be confirmed and what the compensation is going to be from the trade perspective. But it's looking like it's getting close.
He'll be 36 at the end of an 8-year contract.
Dang.
And like in hockey years, that's basically 28, you know? So
he's already played a really long time. I think you're going to eat a lot at the end of those last 3 years.
You tell him, Kevin, like what? Steaks and stuff or?
That would be nice.
I mean, you're literally watching it play out right now with Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin. Sorry if that hurts people's feelings, but you've seen that the end of those deals are just abysmal.
I will say, though, if it gets a Stanley Cup this year,
fair enough.
I don't care.
Agreed.
The second I start to get mad, I don't know, 5-6 years from now, I start to be like, dang, that was a bad deal. I'm going to remember. Hey,
it's the Chapman deal, right?
Exactly, yeah. I'm going to remember that I have a t-shirt that says Stanley Cup Champions.
You know what, Alec? This doesn't happen a lot. My mind has been changed.
Kevin has rescinded his offer.
Whoa! Breaking news.
The Stars are not ironically all in. They're actually all in.
Yeah.
Look, maybe in 5 years, we don't love the deal. But if it gets a Stanley Cup here, you get Jamie Benn the Stanley Cup, you get the Stanley Cup for the fan base for the first time in 26 years, then the hell with it. Also, it's not my money. So I don't know what the compensation would be like for the player.
Yeah.
But multiple reports are it looks like the Stars and Rantanen have the framework in place for an 8-year, $96 million extension, which as we talked about earlier in the morning, getting that extension done was a big contingency of making this trade.
I just want to give Jim Nill a big bro hug right now. you know, because he actually backs up his words. And and the crazy part is he moves in silence all the time.
Yeah, he does.
You know, so it's like he just does the dirty work and he says, I'm going to make this team better. I'm not going to talk about it. You know, I'm like, I'm totally okay with that.
Somebody just pointed out, didn't Colorado offer him that? And he said no to Colorado. So that's kind of weird.
Well, you know, well, then he went to Carolina and was like, whatever.
His value went down.
Yeah. Yep. I do kind of think that.
And real quick, if you haven't heard the name Hunter Renfrow in a while, it's because he's working a normal job now. He was a former Pro Bowler, 1,000-yard receiver with the Raiders at one point. He is now working at ESS Industrial, metal recycling, heavy industrial rigging equipment buyer, which is owned by a member of his family. So he is now working in the recycling industry.
Dude, recycling industry is amazing. All right? So, we know a lot of people in the recycling industry. Steve Stevenson, Jonathan Johnson. Those guys work hard.
I think he got canned.
Oh, I don't like that. Not one bit. He works in business development. Because I'm not going to give you any credit for that. He also has his own LinkedIn page now, like any person that works a normal job now. So it's kind of fun just to see former Pro Bowl receiver. Yeah, working recycling now. So there you go. He's working a normal job now, just like us.
I appreciate that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. From the 903, sounds like Kevin is a fan of Stephen Jones' way of team building. Scared. Hey, you make a fair point, just like Alec did. And I have changed my mind.
If you're scared by a dog.
What?
To protect you.
Oh, okay. So I don't care what the deal is going to look like in 4 or 5 years. I care, dare I say, does this deal make the Dallas Stars the favorite to win the Stanley effing Cup? I think maybe it does. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will get more details about what's looking like is going to be a done deal for the Stars trade. But also, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Is this about to be the Cowboys' new starting running back? Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I know normally this is where we would go to Gridiron Gravy. We'll get to Gridiron in just a minute. But if you missed it about 10 to 12 minutes ago, we're still waiting to see what the player draft, et cetera, compensation is. But the word on the street, the hockey street, is that
the ice.
That's a fair point. That Nico Rantanen has agreed to the framework of what the Stars offered for an extension. It would be 8 years. $96 million. And the reason why that's so important is because getting an extension done was what the Stars placed the entire contingency on of this. They're like, we're not interested in doing it as a rental player, which to be fair, I asked earlier and the Stars were like, you fool. And that's fair. But they've agreed to the compensation. And the thought was that the Stars already had a deal in place with the Hurricanes for draft picks, players, whatever the case might be, as long as they could get this extension done. So that part's done. It's looking like it's going to be a done deal.
Yeah, it is. It is still as weird, though, that he turned down an offer and said, all right, I'll do it with Dallas. You know what that tells me, Kevin?
We're better.
DFW is the place to be right now. It's a destination for hockey players.
Well, you know what, Corey? Let's take a look at the standings. Colorado Avalanche, 76 points. Dallas Stars, 84 points. That's more. Plus, Colorado's played one extra game. So realistically, the Stars could be up 10 points on Colorado. You don't want to be with a wild card team. You want to be with the team that's making a rush at winning the Central Division and being C1 in the playoffs.
Our guy, Josh Clark, just texted and said, same deal Colorado offered, but Colorado has a flat 4.4% state income tax.
Oh, could this, along with Shin-Soo Chu, be the second time that the lack of state taxes has worked in the advantage of the Metroplex?
If you're out there and you're like, I have no clue what you're talking about, because you've lived in Texas your whole life and you've never dealt with this before.
Fair.
Kevin has talked to Shin-Soo Chu before about this and other baseball players.
He said the lack of a state income tax was a huge deciding factor in coming to
the
Rangers.
He was very interested in talking to his accountant about that. Yes. And so that's something we've constantly pushed into the world. And it doesn't seem like it's worked so far, but here we are today adding a Miko. to the stars, maybe.
It is looking like that is just about done. Right.
What line? I'm sorry. What line do you think he's going to be on? Because there's some good lines right now.
That's an interesting question, because I know with like the proliferation of points, you're automatically like, oh, would he be on the first line? But, and the stars have done a good job at shuffling up their lines occasionally.
Robertson, Hintz, Granlin. It's a good line right
there. It is.
Marchment, Duchesne, Bork.
That one.
You're thinking it's Bork is the compensation.
I think there is a chance, or Stankoven. Plus, I'm curious about draft compensation. There's just a guess. I haven't seen anything.
Let's see how this goes,
just
man.
Just quite yet.
We will see.
All right. In the meantime, give me cut number four, please.
Dobbins
trying to get to the edge. He's got a blocker. He's got more than a blocker. Inside the 25-20. Did the sprints help? Oh, boy. He somersets into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers.
Let's talk about J.K. Dobbins as we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Nope.
Now, the reason why I specifically wanted to talk about J.K. Dobbins is J.K. Dobbins is currently, the Cowboys are the betting favorites to be his next destination. 5-2, so 2.5-1, just ahead of the Broncos, Steelers, and Minnesota Vikings. So, on the surface, maybe you look at J.K. Dobbins' year last year, and you're like, okay, he'll get even more of a run if he's the primary running back, but maybe that's something that I could make work. However, I would like to take you to this. If you skip past the first two games, and I know that that's not how sports and statistics work, but he had a monster first two games. Rest of the season, he averaged 3.8 yards per carry. The rest of the season, 3.8 yards per carry. When they get to the playoff game, 9 carries for 26 yards. He did not have a single game above 100 yards rushing the rest of the season. He had 2 games above 80 yards rushing, but he had 4 games of less than 50 yards rushing. If this is what you're going for, I'd find taking my chances in the draft. Don't love this at all.
He's 26 as a receiver. He's pretty okay. He had 32 catches for 153. Yeah, man. So I'm trying to figure out, are you trying to replace Dowdle with him?
Or you're comboing them up?
Dowdle is too expensive, so you're going with him as his as the replacement. Or, like you said, are you comboing up?
Yeah.
If you're comboing up with those two running backs, man, you better be keying in on some significant things that are going to make differences for you in this draft.
And no, J.K. Dobbins is not the person who wrote the Harry Potter books.
Oh.
I believe that's Rowling.
Change my notes.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. And from the 432, hey, can I get a shout-out? I am Dominic, who helped come up with the vent. Shout out to Daniel for giving me the credit. So,
who came up with the vent? Like a vent, like the for air conditioning and stuff. Who was the first person that did that?
Well, look.
Thank you, Dominic. Also
into it. All right, this is potentially negative news if you don't like the Commanders. So they did let Jonathan Allen walk. However, what was happening at the exact same time was the Bengals gave Trey Hendrickson permission to go seek a trade. Guess who is the favorite to land Trey Hendrickson? That would be the Washington Commanders. And so if that's the swap you make, and I know it's not exactly an apples for apples swap right there, but if you send away Jonathan Allen and you bring in Trey Hendrickson, well, by golly, that feels like a big ass upgrade.
Yeah, he's a special player, dude.
He is.
I really like watching him play, and I wouldn't want to watch him for Washington, though. That would not be a nope. lot of fun at all.
By the way,
it is interesting, though, where Cincinnati's is on things where they're like, our money is being spent on our receivers.
That's true.
Sorry, that's just where we are, guys.
Do you think that they agreed that Hendrickson could go seek a trade when they still thought J.J. Watt was going to come out of retirement and play for them?
Yeah, they told him then, and Hendrickson was like, hold on, what?
Yeah.
Y'all don't want me?
It's fair. That's a fair point.
Man, I didn't think about it until you just said that.
All right, so Bobby Wagner also re-signed with the Commanders, one-year deal worth up to $8.5 million. He played 99% of the defensive snaps for Washington last year. Let's go from that to Christian Kirk. The Jags were tired of Christian Kirk and they were going to cut him. But instead, Houston picked him up with a 2026 seventh round pick. And so if you think Christian Kirk can still get some stuff done, Houston's like, it's worth a seventh round pick. It's not even this year's draft. It's next year's draft. We'll be fine. And if you're the Jags, you are going to cut him. And so now you get something.
Yeah, it seems like, it feels like the Jaguars are going to go get a receiver in the top part of the draft. Like that,
yeah.
That's kind of what that feels like. Brian Thomas was really good last year and started to solidify himself as that's the number one guy, but they could add another one for sure. Christian Kirk, he has not, he's a fascinating receiver because I watched him in college at A&M and I was like, okay, third round guy. And you were like, watch him again. And I was like, all right. And I watched him. And I was like, there's some really good things I liked. And occasionally with Arizona, he lived up to some things. And occasionally with Jacksonville, he does.
They miscast him.
And I think you're dead on. He's one of those guys that in a role, if he was with the CeeDee Lamb, he might produce a lot better.
Yep.
But Houston, I have a feeling they're going to figure out how to use him and utilize him correctly.
Now, a couple more things for you guys. The Browns have supposedly declined a meeting with Myles Garrett. So Myles Garrett wanted to meet with the owner. Kind of feels like, hey, let's really get this figured out, or let's get you agree to trade me. And Jimmy Haslam's like, I'm good. We don't have to meet.
Yeah.
Which that's a weird thing. Even if you don't want to trade him, wouldn't you at least meet with that person and be like, here are all the reasons I'm not going to trade you.
Yes.
Instead, he's like, no, thanks.
Well, and I don't know if it would help Garrett. But when you don't have a connection to your team, no wonder your players want to leave.
Yeah. Yes. Now, one more story for you. Cam Scadabo, or actually Scadaboo if you're fancy. He's being sued by a former Arizona teammate over an injury on the practice field. And at first, I was like, what? So you got hurt in practice and you're suing? But it's a little bit different than that. So Matthias Katagaris is suing Scadabo, saying that while Katagaris was in a golf cart, Scadabo jumped on the back of the golf cart, leading to it to collapse and turn over and lead to a serious injury. And so I thought it was like, hey, he broke a tackle and I broke my leg or whatever. And he's like, no, this dude jumped on a golf cart that I was on while I was on the practice field, dumped the golf cart over, and he said he was pinned down and he's...
Oh, man.
Yeah. So keep an eye on that, I guess.
Golf carts are dangerous, bro, whenever you're doing crazy stuff on them.
That is true, but fun.
Have you ever seen whenever you, like, hey, you know what? We got to go. I can't do this one right now.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, more Stars updates, but also Texas Rangers broadcaster and the man who knows everything about baseball, Jared Sandler, right here on The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.